Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that when you look at red through red film, you see white. Well, let's end the week with that illustration today.
Foundation for the Bible.
Acts chapter 20, verse 21 states it this way, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, in other words, everyone's involved, repentance towards God. Now, God is the Spirit. All sin is against God, so this is repentance towards Almighty God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the belief that, yes, He died on the cross for my sins, and that He was buried, and He rose from the dead. He was God come in the flesh who did that for me. Now, if you think it's the will of the man or the will of the flesh, then, my friend, you're going to go to hell, because you've got to be able to die, go into the depths of hell, and then resurrect yourself out of there and make your body eternal. You can't do that. That's why Jesus needs to be your Savior. He was God from everlasting. As Psalms 90 says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, repentance towards God in your heart is the first thing, realizing I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. God is holy. So I have repentance toward God. But the price must be paid. Jesus Christ paid that price for us. So faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His payment is the propitiation. That means the entire payment for my sin. That's for all my sin. And trusting, because He was a righteous man without sin, trusting in His righteousness, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not our righteousness, His righteousness. Trusting in His righteousness. In other words, relying totally upon Him. I'm in Christ, and in Christ I'm accepted in the Beloved. I've used this illustration on the radio before, but let me use it again. I think it fits in here very well. A man and his wife, years ago, were visiting in London, England. And they had a hotel that was across the street from the palace, and they could see the palace guards and those beautiful red uniforms they wear. And they'd come in, and the husband had laid down and began to take an afternoon rest, nap. And his wife said suddenly, "Honey, the guards are wearing all white today." He said, "Yeah, all right." He thought she was just trying to get him to get up out of the bed. She says, "No, really." And he could see she was very adamant about it. So he got up, but he just looked at the windows closest to him instead of where she was. But when he looked out that window, they had red. He said, "Okay, ha ha, good joke." And she looked at him like he was nuts. Now, they're in white. Well, after going back and forth on that a little bit, he finally walked over to her window, and sure enough, those soldiers were in white. So he went back and forth between windows. And the same soldiers were in red one moment and then white the next moment. And so finally he found out that somebody had put a red, clear plastic type thing over their window. Clear, like a cellophane type thing, you know, is red. Stretch tight, clear. But it's a red. And when you look at red through red, you see white. Well, my sins are scarlet. They're red like crimson. But Jesus shed His blood that was not scarlet and crimson. His blood was not scarlet. or prince, in other words, the color of sin. But instead, it was the pure blood of Jesus Christ. And it became the payment because it took all my sin upon him. For he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So as a result of that, at judgment, when God looks at me through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am accepted in Christ because he has purified my soul with the blood of Jesus Christ. But ye are washed, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. But ye are washed, how? By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, trusting in him, I know that I'm accepted in him. Because he said that if I had come to him in John 6:37, he would in no wise cast me out. What a special blessing that is, and I hope that's a blessing to you. And I'm giving all that because, again, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. And so that's what the test is. And this is part of that doctrine of Christ about his substitutionary death for us, and that he was actually God come in the flesh. And so it was, salvation is not one way for one group and another way for another group. No. Salvation is of the Lord, and he is the only way. And if you're not willing to believe that, then, my friend, I can tell you on the authority of God's word, and it is our authority for this life, that you're going to hell. Now, verse 12 says, as many as received him. Now, I like that. I like that phrase. But as many as received him. Why? Because the phrase implies it is a free will choice. You receive him is a free will choice. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. This is looking at it as an adoption. The one who would be father wants to adopt. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it prophesies this of the Lord Jesus Christ. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. By the way, don't downgrade any of those offices that it just mentioned here. For he is all of these things. He's wonderful. He's full of wonders. You'd realize just to save a wretch like me took a wonder, the miraculous wonders of Christ to save me. He's wonderful. He's full of wonders. That's what wonderful means, full of wonder. He's the Counselor. Oh, my friend, you ever think about that? People pay $100 an hour and more to go to some psychologist, psychiatrist, or whatever, try to lay out everything for them. That guy's had problems himself. But he's the Counselor. He says in Psalms chapter 6, 2, verse 8, pour out your heart to me. If you can't pour out your heart to him, then who can you pour your heart out to and expect the best help and counsel you could ever get? He is the Counselor. Not just a counselor, he is the Counselor. But he's not only wonderful in counselor, he's the Mighty God. He's the Creator, as we already read. The Mighty God, who upholds all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:3. And he's also called here the Everlasting Father. Once he adopts you, once you receive him, you are adopted as his son. and it's an everlasting thing. And the Prince of Peace. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Now, in that day, when they would adopt someone, they'd have to pay a price. There was also the law that if you adopted, you could not cut that adopted child out of the inheritance. Once a son or a daughter, it was always their child. However, the child would also need to agree to the adoption. That means that the child would need to believe that it was worth it to be adopted by that man or this person cares. And he looks at us not just as if he was looking for a slave and that he's a hard taskmaster. No. No, he gives himself for us. And yes, his fatherhood is as a father over his own child. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Jesus provided himself for us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that great? Oh, it's wonderful. In Romans 8, 17 and 18, it shows the inheritance that we have in him. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, I have found that if you look ahead, And you see, you know, you see suffering when people, Jesus said in Matthew 5, when people speak evil of you and they speak against you falsely and they lie about you and they tell lies about this and they are running you down, they attack you personally, verbally. He says, rejoice. They've just helped build your reward. And this is part of it, being a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will pass.